This goes to Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Hug, H-U-G, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249 regarding Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Myers, M like Mary, Y-E-R-S. Date of birth 9/20/1948. Dear Christina, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Myers with small kidneys, hypertension, currently stage 2 chronic kidney disease, past history of atrial fibrillation, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was September 20th of 2021. She's been feeling well since her last visit. Her weight is down 4 pounds over the last 6 months. Her cardiologist told her that her American Heart Association heart disease classification has changed from level class 4 now down to class 2, and she is feeling much better. She has minimal dyspnea on exertion. It usually would occur with trying to walk up a flight of stairs, but she can walk on level ground quite well without shortness of breath. And she believes she's been in a sinus rhythm for many years now. She has no palpitations or chest pain or excessive fatigue. She does have a permanent pacemaker, and the cardiologist also told her she's 100% paced with her last EKG. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no syncopal episodes, no orthopnea or PND. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 20 milligram daily if needed. Currently, she has no edema. Synthroid was decreased from 75 microgram daily to 50 microgram daily. Vitamin D is now 2,000 units daily. She has her lipids are being treated, and she's on Coumadin for anticoagulation. Physical exam, weight is 179.1, pulse 60, blood pressure is 108 over 61. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 2nd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 0.9. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 8.8. Albumin is 4.4. Her hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Magnesium level was 1.9. Assessment and plan, stage 2 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, a history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension, which is well controlled, and bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.